Thank you very much for the floor. Thanks to the Secretariat for preparing the useful background document, and to all the presenters today for sharing on your national experiences with technology assessments. I have both a comment and a question, and the question is for Dr. Stamm in particular, given his comment earlier relating to a multilateral approach to technology assessment. But first, I want to make mention of UNCTAD's publication entitled Industry 4.0 for Inclusive Development. As we know, it tracks inequalities relating to the fourth industrial revolution across economies, along with the implications of the deployment of such technologies for the prospects of developing countries with respect to industrialization and structural transformation. The findings highlight the fact that Industry 4.0 technologies can increase productivity in manufacturing, and their use also has the potential to reduce the deleterious impact of industrialization on the environment. I note that the study also concludes that the use of such technologies creates jobs as opposed to simply replacing them, but it acknowledges that the majority of firms in our developing countries are not yet in a position to use these technologies, placing them at a disadvantage in relation to similar firms in more advanced economies. And in Trinidad and Tobago in particular, we are making concerted efforts to structurally transform and diversify our economy, including by attempting to double the value of non-energy manufacturing exports between 2020 and 2025. And the deployment of advanced technologies, frontier technologies, has the potential to be catalytic in this regard. And so a technology assessment approach relating to our manufacturing sector in particular could be insightful and helpful. Like most other developing countries, we are not among those producing frontier technologies or deploying them to a large extent. And so access and absorption are evident challenges for us and others. And technology assessments would just be one part, but an important part of any efforts to address this issue from a policy perspective. And so for my question for Dr. Stamm, I noted with interest your perspectives related to a multilateral approach to technology assessments. This is of particular interest to my delegation in light of, well, one, the prohibitive costs of these assessments, but also because in some ways it's a bit futuristic in the sense that we are not actively using a number of these technologies. And we do not anticipate being able to access and deploy them effectively in the short term. And so do you have a sense of what a multilateral mechanism for technology assessments could look like, and also where it could sit? I noted your comment about UNCTAD possibly playing a role in this regard. I thank you.